My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Should I be, like, blown away that a 16-year-old scored a goal in this?
Yes.
It seems like it's not that big a deal to me. 11 would impress me.
I'm
12.
I'm pretty impressed with 16.
14, I'd be like, wow. 16, I don't know.
These are men, Michael.
Well, McDavid, right? I mean, you have 18, Zach Benson, 18-year-olds play well in the NHL. It's the world's best. This is Europe's
16
best.
16 is 2 years younger. I don't know if you know that.
Maybe it's a little over one. I don't know, but I don't know. 16 seems good. Not amazing, but I don't know. Maybe a little crusty. Imagine being a fan of our show and tuning in to find out that Nick Bakay was going to be on the day you were listening. How psyched would you be? You ever think of yourself as a listener to this show? And like,
no, why would I listen to this
you
show?
You ever watch?
Why would I?
Well, because of me. Do you ever watch Letterman and The News Ends and Bill Wendell, the first great voice of the host of Letterman, MC or whatever the word would be, announcer? He would tell you who's going to be on and be like, Bill Murray. Like, oh, baby.
Right. I picked a great night to stay up to watch Letterman.
David Brenner is on tonight. Oh, this is the best. I lucked out. I love this show. I'm watching it anyway, but I've got David Brenner. I've got Nick Bakay on. Come on.
Is this the thing you worked on?
Yes. I'm always trying to impress Nick, so I don't know if he liked David Brenner. But
David Brenner is forever sitting on a couch with Mike Douglas. That's David Brenner to me. I feel like how does the show ever sounded older?
Is this relatable, Nick? Like, would you must have been a fan of late night TV, and they tell you who the guests are, and you have an opinion?
Oh yeah, no, I love that you invoked Bill Wendell. He was great. I missed him when he stepped away. He was the old school, like, all purpose guy. But he had great pipes, man. I loved him. No, I know exactly what you mean. I was right. That's the most flattering intro I've ever had. And yes, David Brenner to me is a little Mike Douglas and a little Merv Griffin.
Right.
But just you want a guest. No pressure. I mean, you're going to be great. You want a guest like on those shows with an edge, somebody for the host to be able to sort of play with. Like Grodin would have this put on, right? Like he was always miserable. That was his act when he would go out there.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
A little bit of a, you know, yeah, Dave, everything's fine. You don't really want, you don't have to have that happen. But, well, Nick, this is a great treat. It sounds like Bookie, the show you co-created, is doing great.
Yeah, we just finished shooting our second season. We're editing and that has just begun. We're not going to be on, I don't think, until December for season two. But, man, if you haven't caught season one, it's just sitting there waiting for you on the Max app. Although I will say, you might have to look. We're rarely front and center. They seem to reserve that territory for things involving dragons or Dr. Pimple Popper. But if you enter Bookie in the search, you'll find it. And we did, the first season turned out beautiful. So, yeah, no, I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled they let us do more.
I'm so glad to hear. And that news about season two happened pretty quickly after the debut, didn't it? If I remember, it was back in November, right? We talked to you in November, late in November, November 30th, I think, was the premiere date, if I remember right. And I felt like 2 minutes after that, you were on Facebook like, hey, season two. I might have it wrong, but it felt pretty quick.
No, it was fast because we got that news fairly soon after we ran all of season one, which ran quickly because there are only 8 episodes in a season and they were running them 2 at a time. So our whole run took a month. And then I think within a couple of 3 weeks, we were picked up, which is great. So we got to make some plans, you know?
Right.
But no, season two turned out beautifully. We're cutting it right now. And, yeah, that is, you know, I've never had more fun. For all the things that I've been involved with, I definitely feel like this is the one that's the closest to what I would do with no dilution, you know.
Right.
This is sort of, you know, which there's usually a lot of.
It's the purest Nick Bakay maybe we've ever gotten.
It is. It's, yeah. This one you want to cut with 4 parts water.
Right.
I'm really thrilled with it. It worked out beautifully. And, it's really different. It's, you know, we're location heavy. We're all over Los Angeles. I can't believe it. It's definitely been a bit of a pinch me moment because we really got to do what we wanted. And it actually turned out the way I saw it in my head. So, it never hurts to do a show with Chuck Lorre. So,
right.
This has been great news all the way around.
Yeah. I told you this privately, but I'll say it on the air. Like I'm a problem, Nick. Like I'm watching games and then it's like bedtime and like, okay, I want to watch Nick's show. I needed to get on a plane for 9 hours to watch the show. I mean, like really, it's not an insult to you. It's just like, it's a me problem. So I watch it all.
It's why you went, isn't it?
Yes. That's why we went to Spain, was so I could watch Nick Bakay's show, Bookie. I really like a show. I'm like this with music too. The records that I love the most usually are hard to get my hands around the first few times through. And then there'll be a moment where like a certain hook or something will pop into my head, not while I'm listening to the record. And I think like, oh, I got to revisit that. That might be really good. Like that's just creeping into my consciousness. Mm-hmm. And the show, the first couple episodes, I was just kind of like, I don't know, I'm not really feeling it. And then I know there was a moment there where I just suddenly cared about every character. And I love when a show does that. Did you try to do that? Like start slow and ramp up or like what? Because it was, you know, you were starting from nowhere.
No. You know, I mean, it's definitely, you're trying to get people in the, you're trying to get the kids in the van from Jump Street, Bulldog. You know, but I will say there are a lot of shows. I won't name names right now because it's just not professionally good etiquette. But there is a trend right now, I find, in a lot of these shows that are streaming that tend to be a little on the sci-fi hybrid. They never tell you what they're about, ever.
Right, right.
You know, like you're 6 episodes in, and you're like, wait a minute, why are they still walking down this hallway? What's happening?
Right.
And it's just really, to me, that makes me nuts. But no, we were trying to, I mean, you know, look, we're dealing with a specific world. The show's about a bookie here in L.A., and in California is one of the few places where it's still illegal to bet on sports. So there are a lot of things that we could create with this show that I felt were relatable beyond the niche of that line of work. I think he's just like people in a lot of lines of work who are like, wake up one morning, you're a guy with a taxi medallion, and here comes Uber, right?
Right,
you know,
right.
There's sort of this impending paradigm shift, but it's not there yet. And, you know, these are guys doing a strange job, but they're also guys with families and complications. So I think there's a lot of relatability. But still, you know, there was a world, and obviously with any new show, there are people. You got to explain who they are, and you got to get things rolling. My feeling was I actually liked the fact that they rolled us out in pairs last year, because I felt like episode one and then into two. Two is one of my favorite episodes of the whole first year. So I don't know what the hell your problem is.
I know.
To three.
I know.
I mean, listen, two is money. Three ramps you up, and two is like the wrestler diving off the turnbuckle, as far as I'm concerned. So, listen, people of Buffalo, don't listen to this man.
No, listen, I'm telling people, like, if you start it and it doesn't get you right away, stay with it, is really the message here. It's a positive message, Nick. I'm not here trying to give you trouble.
But, Nick.
No. I think that's true for any show, though. You're like, who are these people? Why do I care? Do I care? You gotta take a little time to put your toe in the water.
Right.
That's only natural. And you know, look, we're doing a show, even though our star is a hugely popular stand-up comedian, nobody's seen him really, other than in The Irishman. People don't think of him in a fictional context.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our other actors are familiar faces, but, you know, I think that part of it, too, is that we're not springing, you know, super familiar people doing what you know and love them for. We're in new territory across the board. So that does take an adjustment.
Right.
You can't slow play it. I mean, think of, like, Lost. Boom. Plane crash. Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. The first scene. First show. Jorge Garcia, by the way.
Right. There you go.
There you
right.
go. Awesome. That's true.
Right.
Who plays Hector on Bookie. That's right. No, I know. I believe in, you know, it's a strange, now there's so much between, you know, the millions of outlets, and also every one of them has the entire history of TV and film sitting there ready for you.
Right.
You know, you don't have a lot of time to get to second base. You got to get rolling. So we tried, you know.
So, a couple of things. I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't watched it yet, but you had to be the guy that decided that the replacement quarterback, I don't know which episode this was now, was from Kutztown State, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I always have to kind of take, I have to be judicious with my Buffalo.
Yeah.
But yeah, of course. You know, when you're thinking of, like, guys from obscure schools, if you're a Bills fan, what other school comes to mind, right? It's got to be Andre Reed's alma mater.
Right. That and one other thing specific, the funeral scene, like the eulogies, like what got left on the floor, because that was brutal and great, and I just like, how far did you guys push, and then there's a real, all right, that's too much, because the stuff that made it was incredible. I laugh out loud.
It's really funny. I know that there was a period of time when scoliosis was not there, and then it made a comeback. I think pretty much everything, although, you know, that was one of those days where we were letting people rip, and you know, when we were building it, there was definitely trimming and finding the rhythm of it. And my favorite detail too is that the guy is in the casket with a vintage gold sheet in his hand. So talk about old school references. They're a little fun Easter eggs for anybody.
With Nick Bakay here on WGR, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Let's talk some Bills, Nick. So,
yes, sir.
After four straight seasons of AFC playoff losses, seems the natural progression is more and more people start to doubt a team like that. You know, like, is it that they just haven't broken through yet, or is it that they can't? And so I think, you know, things are a little bit more muted when it comes to Bills talk, you know, nationally, even locally this year. Plus you have Stephon Diggs gone, and that'll seem tough to replace. So I think that all makes sense. Is it your feeling as a fan that this year will be in any way a step back or tougher? Or, you know, is it maybe just better to ignore, like, whatever? Like, they lost to good teams.
I really understand both sides of that buffet. You know, I definitely... It's funny. I'm a little more intrigued by losing both of our veteran safeties than I am by Diggs, strangely enough, just because they were such stalwarts. And I feel like, you know, McDermott's defense is so defensive backfield first. I think that's where his brilliance is. If you were to boil it down to one element, although I think he's done a lot of great things, Diggs, oh my God, what a head. If you say goodbye, here's $30 million. What don't we know?
Right. You know, right.
That's something right out of my business. You know, that's like, you know. And also, the fact is, if you're a Bills fan, I think it's safe to say he was invisible for 8 games at the end. So, and I don't think that's, you know, the old John Roush, let's use OJ as a decoy theory. Something's going on there. So we'll see. You know, he's one of those guys who's so, you know, ego-driven. We'll see what he does for the Texans and whether he rallies. But there's I have a weird feeling that this may be one of those instances where we actually got rid of a veteran at the right moment. And, you know, Josh Allen with a committee doesn't upset me. I know we all want, you know, look, you know, everybody's clamoring for the Sabres to replace Jeff Skinner with a scoring winger, and everybody's clamoring for the Bills. They wanted a free agent signing, and it's like, no, you know, I don't think we have the room. I don't know whether, you know, in both instances, I don't know that we're going to get that guy that's going to make everybody click their heels, but it might not be the worst thing in the world. You know, somebody can step up. Somebody young is ready, and I, you know, I am actually intrigued by Curtis Samuel because he's a real football player. But also I think, you know, Kincaid's going to have a breakout year. And I think distributing the ball and not having, I don't know, there were so many times last year where you saw Josh, you know, look, we don't know what's really going on in that offense. But it felt like he had, there were some balls going to Diggs that were just shut him up balls. And, you know, they didn't lead to any results. I'm intrigued to see what they do. And, you know, we'll have the new coordinator gets a full off season to implement and change things up. I think the Bills are going to be good this year. I really do. But again, you know, I think Poyer and Hyde worry me more than Diggs. Hopefully we fill that gap.
You know, you mentioned McDermott in the course of talking about the safety departures. And I want to have some faith that he knows what it looks like, right? And can replace, like, those guys were great players, all pro players. And not that long ago, either of them. But I think age comes for everyone. Like, I've been, maybe this is just like the most Zubaz face painting take that I could have about them. But I feel like the opportunity for them to actually get better there might be present. Because I think Poyer especially, I mean, Hyde had injury problems, big ones. Poyer had more nagging stuff, and I think there was evidence of him losing a step. And even the way they used him at times last year. So I want to be hopeful that they have found their way to the replacements that they need and that McDermott will make it work back there.
I believe he can coach up DBs better than anything. So I'm with you on that. You know, is it the leadership void? We'll see. But I definitely think the defense, you know, again, we're always looking for that pass rush, you know. And I know that we always get it together on defense, but it's funny. My questions are more on the defensive side of the ball just because we've got unproven things going on. But it will be fascinating, you know. I just and look, after what Casey did with a real, you know, just a just a grab bag of wide receivers last year. I don't think we have any excuses on offense.
Yeah, that seems right. I found out about Martin Mull's death from you on social media. I was in water. I know it's not Spain, but I was in Watertown over the weekend. I enjoyed it for my son's lacrosse tournament. And so you knew him, worked with him, what?
Yeah, believe it or not, Martin spent some years as a series regular on Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Right.
Look, this is not the high point of his career by any means, but the thing that was amazing was, you know, I am of that generation where I was, you know, sitting at home in Buffalo, staying up late watching him on Fernwood Tonight and Mary Hartman, those two shows, and I was like, what's going on here? This is a different thing happening. It influenced me so much, and he was so unique comedically and so brilliant that, you know, I had this reverence for him. And, you know, then I end up crossing paths with him way, way down the line. And, you know, it's Sabrina. It's not, you know, Hip City. It's TGIF. It's the opposite. And, you know, when you work with people in those contexts, you really find out if they have a solid sense of their own identity or not. Because, and he was, you know, all I can say is, and I really was around him. I got to know him. I got to talk to him a lot. Those were long days on a single cam kind of set. And he was 100% professional, 100% dedicated, had no attitude about being on this versus whatever else he had expected to be doing at that point. And I can't say anything more about a guy who was so brilliant and so accomplished, and the guys but they come to any gig and bring the same attitude. That's my highest praise, because I've experienced the other version of that, and it's brutal.
Mm, very nice. Very nicely said. Mr. Mom for me, or Clue for Mark. Also a great late night guest, by the way.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. And musical comedian, and, you know, just, he kind of did it all. He was a personality, and, you know, he was also really funny, recurring on, he was on Roseanne, but he's also on 2 and a Half Men. He recurred a lot as a pharmacist who was clearly fast and loose with the mind-altering prescription. He was hilarious. No, he had nothing but good news, that guy. It was very sad. And I also know some people I know one young actor who he took under his wing in a way that was really admirable as well. I mean, this is a really good guy, not just a brilliantly talented guy.
Very nice.
Let's circle back all the way to where we started with season 2 of Bookie, which you said won't be until December. Is everybody back?
Everyone's back. The entire gang is back. Obviously, Sebastian Maniscalco and Omar Dorsey and Jorge Garcia and Vanessa Ferlito and everybody. But and Rob Cordray is back. But we also have, obviously, we've got some new and interesting people coming in. But I tell you, it worked out so well. We had a blast. And that's the privilege of when you get to do subsequent seasons. You know, it is that thing where, you know, it's like you don't have to explain anything. You know what people do well. You know, the show has kind of told you what it wants to be. As much as you blueprint these things, you have to just listen to it and go where it wants to go. So, you know, season 2 worked out really beautifully.
Yeah. How much of an idea when you did season 1 did you have about what would come next?
You know, it's an idea that I had been kicking around for a while. So there are episodes and moments that I had up my sleeve for a while. But that's all they were. Really, we had a premise. We knew certain things about it. And one of the things that's fun is that I've worked with Chuck Lorre for a long time. And he and I, we have a really fun experience writing together. And neither one of us are, whoa, pump the brakes, let's be careful here, writers. So this thing kind of exploded out of us. And obviously then you get a mop around and you rewrite like crazy and see where your problems lie. But this thing was really just him and the two of us going into the woodshed and just knocking them out. And we were the only two writers on it. And it was this really, really personal groove we had going. We started writing it. We got the first one done fast, and it was exciting. And then it was just coming up with what's the next thing that would happen. What's the interesting thing would happen? And, you know, that we just kind of followed the river that way.
We'll let you go, Nick. But before you leave, are you still playing any fantasy?
Yeah, I'm always in a few leagues. I still do some magazines and stuff like that. I usually end up in about 8 leagues every year.
I've got an idea for you that I'll text you about if you don't mind. Bulldog has agreed to it, by the way.
Yeah,
He's taking part.
I'm doing this, yes.
On my podcast, we have celebrities draft with us, like basically a free roll. And Marty Baron's joining us tonight, which will be fun. And I thought maybe you'd like it, and we'd certainly love to have you. So I'll send you some details.
I'm all the way in. I would love to.
Love it. Great to hear that.
And I'm coming your way in September. I'm actually going to be back home for the first time in a million years. So I will track you guys down.
So cool.
Look out, Buffalo. Beautiful. Nick, great to catch up with you, man. Congrats on all the success here. I mean, we've known each other a long time. I couldn't be happier for you.
Thank you. Likewise, guys.
Best to Robin and the kids.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Nick. Nick Bakay joining us right there. It's always a treat.
I think you got him. He's going to do this thing.
That was bad by me. It really put him on the spot.
It's fine.
You know, I didn't mean to, but yeah. I've been meaning to reach out to him, but he's your guy. And then yesterday you said, I think I can get Nick tomorrow. So, like, all right, well, that's good, but my idea has to wait. I still forced it in. Okay. Obscure Bills players colleges for 200. Kutztown State making it onto bookie.
Yep.
803-0550 for your calls. How do you feel about the Bills' upcoming season? We're always talking about that in some way. Join us if you would, and we'll be back after sports. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.